from the same play, Act 2, Scene 4.
Harry, I do not only marvel where thou spendest thy time, but also how thou art accompanied. For though the chamomile, the more it is trodden on, the faster it grows. It youth, the more it is wasted, the sooner it wears. That thou art my son, I have partly thy mother's word, partly my own opinion, but chiefly a villainous trick of thine eye, and a foolish hanging on thy nether lip that doth warrant me. If then thou be son to me, here lies the pint. Why, being son to me, art thou so pinted at? Shall the blessed son of heaven prove a mitcher and eight blackberries, a question not to be asked? Shall the son of England prove a thief and take purses, a question to be asked? There is a thing, Harry, which thou hast often heard of, and it is known to many in our land by the name of pitch. This pitch, as ancient writers do report, doth defile. So doth the company thou keepest. For, Harry, no, I do not speak to thee in drink, but in tears, not in pleasure, but in passion, not in words only, but in woes also. And yet there is a Varter's man, whom I have often noted in thy company, but I know not his name. A goodly, portly man, if aith, and a corpulent, of a cheerful look, a pleasant eye, and a most noble carriage, and, as I think, his age some 50 or burlady inclining to 80. And now I remember me, his name is Falstaff. If that man should be lewdly given, he deserveth me. For, Harry, I see Varter in his looks. If then the tree may be known by the fruit, as the fruit be the tree, then peremptorily I speak it, there is Varter in that Falstaff. Him keep, the rest banish.